From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting at least 22 are known to have died, dozens more were wounded in a blast late Monday at an Ariana Grande concert in the English city Manchester. Chief Constable Ian Hopkins said the blast is being treated as a terrorist incident.
This is clearly a very concerning time for everyone. We're doing all that we can, working with local and national agencies to support those affected as we gather information about what happened last night.
He said it appeared a suicide bomber used an improvised explosive device. Home Secretary Amber Rudd said the attack was intended to sow fear and discord. In the West Bank, President Donald Trump denounced the attack conducted by evil losers in life. The president was meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Bethlehem. Mr. Trump said he'll do everything he can to achieve an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. Monday, he met Israeli officials, reaffirming what he called the enduring friendship between the U.S. and Israel.
This moment in history calls for us to strengthen our cooperation as both Israel and America face common threats from ISIS and other terrorist groups to countries like Iran that sponsor terrorism and fund and foment terrible violence, not only here, but all over the world.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu applauded the change in U.S. policy.
I want you to know how much we appreciate the change in American policy on Iran. I want you to know how much we appreciate your bold decision to act against the use of chemical weapons in Syria. And I want to tell you also how much we appreciate the reassertion of American leadership in the Middle East.
And he welcomed Mr. Trump's visit to the Western Wall in Jerusalem, one of Judaism's holiest shrines. This is VOA News. U.S. forces killed seven members of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula early Tuesday in a raid in central Yemen. U.S. Central Command said its forces, with government backing, used small arms fire and precision airstrikes to attack a terrorist compound. The U.N. Security Council will take up the matter of North Korea's banned nuclear and missile programs when it considers a new resolution that would contain additional sanctions. Monday, the council unanimously expressed concern over Pyongyang's highly destabilizing behavior and flagrant and provocative defiance. The North Sunday conducted its latest intermediate-range ballistic missile. Tufts University Korea analyst Sung-Yung Lee is unimpressed by such statements.
The fallout from such condemnation by the international community, in my view, does not compare to the strategic advantage gained by North Korea from continued provocations, weapons tests, and its enhanced capability.
Pyongyang said Sunday's test met all technical requirements and the missile could now be mass-produced. Former South Korean President Park Geun-hye went on trial Tuesday on bribery and extortion charges that forced her impeachment and removal from office. She faces more than 10 years in jail. If found guilty, she is denied any wrongdoing. The U.S. Senate has confirmed former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as the next ambassador to China. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford presided.
On this vote, the yeas are 82, the nays are 13. The nomination is confirmed. Under the previous order, the motion to reconsider is considered made and laid upon the table. The president will be immediately notified of the Senate's action.
Branstad, during his confirmation hearings, assured lawmakers he would take a strong stand with Beijing on the issues of North Korea, trade, and human rights. Gambia's government has seized the assets of exiled former president Yahya Jammeh. They include nearly 90 bank accounts, multiple properties and companies. Jammeh accused of stealing millions in public funds before fleeing Gambia for Equatorial Guinea in January. In her final address as head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Margaret Chan Monday insisted the agency is relevant despite its slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa.
This was West Africa's first experience with Ebola, and the outbreak took everyone, including WHO, by surprise.
While insisting the WHO made quick course corrections, she said she holds herself personally responsible for the agency's early failures during the 2014 outbreak that killed thousands. Jury selection began Monday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the sex assault trial of comedian Bill Cosby, the 79-year-old comic and actor charged with drugging and assaulting a college basketball team manager in his home in 2004, the selection process expected to take all week. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.